Well, good evening. Hello there and welcome in to a brand new edition of GNN Live on the Golf News Net website. I'm TJ Reeves. It's round number three of the Masters, the 2017 version, the 81st playing of the Masters Tournament at Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia is now in the books. And we saw a couple of players make serious moves on Saturday to vault their way up to the leaderboard. It's great to be with you. My name is TJ Reeves. A little bit later on in the program, we'll be joined by a couple of my colleagues in the golf media, Will Haskett, PGA Tour Radio. Love Will's insight. You read him also from time to time here on Golf News Net, as well as Fan Rag Sports. Love Will's insight into the game, covering golf on PGA Tour Radio. He's been in and around several of the PGA Tour events, including most recently last weekend's Shell Houston Open on the PGA Tour. Love to get his insight as we saw the likes of Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth make their way up on the leaderboard. Sergio Garcia right there as well. At the end of three rounds of this event, will it be time for Ricky Fowler? Could it be somebody else coming out of nowhere on the final day? Especially after what happened with Jordan Spieth a year ago, you can never say never, because Spieth appeared to be on cruise control making the turn at Augusta with one green jacket already in the closet, only to fall apart, eventually make quadruple bogey, a 7 on the par 3 12th, and gave away the 2016 Masters. Well, now Spieth is going to have a chance to redeem himself on a final Sunday, and we're seeing him play to form like what we saw for most of that tournament a year ago and most of his championship win in 2015. After a great round of golf on Saturday, he has definitely put himself into position. Also, a little bit later on in this program in GNN Live, we'll hear from the man that is the owner, the operator, the lead writer on GolfNewsNet.com. Ryan Ballingy will be here with his thoughts, the historical perspective. We do know this. We've got history brewing any which direction. No one has ever come back from more than 7 shots down to win the Masters. Jordan Spieth was 10 shots behind after round one, 10 shots back of Charlie Hoffman at the end of round number one. So this would be a record breaker. 7 back is the most. And also you've got the likes of Hoffman, who's never won a major, Sergio Garcia, who's never won a major in 73 previous starts in all of the championships, Ricky Fowler, who's never won a major. Yes, Justin Rose has a U.S. Open win. But Ryan Moore is up on this leaderboard. He's never won a major. I mean, so guys like Spieth and Rose have the advantage. Now, Fowler and Garcia have won a Players' Championship, the unofficial fifth major that is played every May at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. That's an outstanding field, a fantastically difficult golf course. It is recognized, at least on the PGA Tour, as every bit as tough as a major, although it's not an official major, and Garcia has won that, and so too has Ricky Fowler a couple of years ago. They are tested. They've got worldwide wins, both of them, but they've never claimed something like what this would be. So I look forward in talking with Will and with Ryan about their perspective on this as GNN Live unfolds. Now, we want to tell you that our program tonight and our programming throughout the weekend is presented by Popticals. Pop-out sunglasses, innovative new technology from Popticals, and in particular, golf eyewear. We're going to be telling you more about them, not only as this show goes on, but as you peruse this site, golfnewsnet.com. You can find out more about Popticals and a free giveaway. As they like to say, pack small, live big, pop-out sunglasses that compress just into a tiny, small portion in your hand and into a case. You're going to find out more about Popticals a little bit later on, as Preston Porter will be here, the director of social media and PR, to tell you more about Popticals, about what these sunglasses do, and more importantly, how they will help your golf game in terms of enhancing your vision, especially on tremendously bright days with the technology that Popticals has. So again, Popticals.com, they're our presenting sponsor. More from Preston Porter a little bit later on in the show. And again, a free giveaway for a pair of Popticals. No obligation to enter. You've got a chance to win one of these through the ad that we're going to be talking about on GNN Live. And also, you'll see that ad for Popticals on Golf News Net as an exclusive. Again, three rounds are in the book. Books at Augusta National. Oh, what a Sunday it looks like it's going to be. I mean, if Saturday was any indication with the birdies flying everywhere on the back nine and maybe even some eagles as well on Sunday, we cannot wait to see if it is Spieth again or if it is someone like Rose or Garcia or Hoffman or Fowler or someone else winning the green jacket for the first time. It is GNN Live, post-third round coverage of the 2017 Masters. We will continue. Stay with us. Hey golfers, planning on coming to the west coast of Florida in March and April? Well, have we got a fantastic offer for you. For almost 20 years, Paradise Golf has offered their seasonal membership card, saving its owners 60, 70, even 80% on rounds of golf at some of the premier courses you can play in the six-county greater Tampa Bay area. And this year's card is no exception. Play courses like TPC Tampa Bay, historic Dunedin Country Club in Pinellas, Lake Jovita, the fantastic Esplanade in Bradenton, Ocala National, and almost 50 others around the areas. Get the complete list at paradise-golf.com/hoops. And Paradise Golf is giving you an exclusive offer to get their winter membership card to use now through the end of April for just $29.95. That's a 75% savings off the usual value of the card to use it from March through April. Whether you're coming to the west central coast of Florida for spring break, baseball spring training, or just on vacation between now and the end of April, take advantage of the great savings with an outrageously discounted winter Paradise Golf membership card. Find out all the benefits at paradise-golf/hoops. That's paradise-golf/hoops. Sign up and save with Paradise Golf. Yeah, as I promised, we're going to get a chance now on GNN Live to talk with Will Haskett of PGA Tour Radio. He also writes for this site, golfnewsnet.com. And he's chomping at the bit to talk about round three of the Masters, a moving day Saturday. Sometimes that cliche is overused, but it was appropriate at Augusta National for Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose in particular. They vaulted into contention. Rose and Sergio Garcia have the overnight lead at 6-under. Spieth climbed all the way up to 5-under before making a late bogey. He's at 4-under and in the final group with, or in the second-to-last group with Ricky Fowler. So Fowler a shot back of Garcia and Rose. Spieth a couple of shots back. It's anybody's Masters, Will Haskett. Good to have you here as we get ready for Sunday. That was fun on a Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening.
You know, it felt like we were in the seventh, eighth, ninth round of a heavyweight bout where there was a title on the line and no one really wanted to do anything until it got to the 11th and 12th round and you could, you know, make that big move and try and go for the knockout. Everybody was just sort of feeling out the golf course. No one really wanted to do anything crazy. Jordan Spieth had to do something a little bit more than the leaders had to. And I got to admit, TJ, my chest is puffed out a little bit because I had two guys at the beginning of the week, and it was Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose. And I'm in the garden spot right now.
Yes, you did.
Those guys going into the final round.
Yes, you did.
I'm feeling pretty good about where they are. Heck, I didn't see Justin Rose didn't make the telecast until he got to the 13th hole, but was just kind of hanging in there doing what he had to do. And then, you know, really put the afterburners on with four birdies there on the back nine, including a beautiful couple of putts coming in at 17 and then again at 18. So, you know, I thought Rose was spectacular. I thought Jordan had that look in him like he knew he could still win this golf tournament. He was going to do everything that he could to win the golf tournament. The only hiccup coming on 16, which I thought really derailed momentum that he could have played his way into the final pairing on a Sunday. But look, the guys that needed to make a move, that wanted to get in contention, did. Charlie Hoffman finally hit, you know, the wall that we expected him to hit with the expectations and the fine play up to this point. And we're left with what we always expect in a major. The best players have risen to the top and will duel it out on a Sunday.
I love it. That's very true that it always seems in this event that the best players find their way into the final couple of groups. Back to Spieth here. He had the quad on day number one, made a 9 on the par 5, 15th, and almost got written off, if you will. And this is a great lesson, again, about why you don't write people off in one round, especially when they have greatness in them. He was 10 shots behind Hoffman after day one. What did you like best about how he got into now position to maybe win another green jacket? Jordan Spieth, we're talking about.
You know, I thought they said it on the telecast really well today. I thought it was the focus in his eyes. And it was even the focus immediately after he made the quad on Thursday. He bounced right back and birdied 16. And it was one of those where it was, I'm not going to let this 9 on the scorecard define what this tournament is for me. And he's really had laser focus. I think of the shots he hit in the third round. I mean, the shot he hit in tight at 9 was just a guy that was playing with an absolute superior level of confidence in his ball striking. And while it hasn't been perfect, this isn't the Jordan Spieth that we expected a month and a half or 2 months ago to show up to Augusta National. He's grinding when he has to grind, and he's hitting spectacular shots when he needs to hit the best shot that is called for on that hole. And so, you know, I just love the position that he's in. You know, he tried to hit a club he probably shouldn't have at 16 today. He tried to muscle an 8-iron all the way there when maybe a little sawed-off 7 was the best play for him, and it ends up biting him with the 3-putt. But, look, Jordan Spieth has said, look, I'm not going to let a quadruple bogey define me again for the second straight year at the Masters. He may make a mistake tomorrow. I mean, things can happen. It's a crazy golf course. But he's put himself in great position, and we'll just see if he can close the deal.
Yeah, starting on about the 6th hole, he was rolling in putts. Hit a great second shot on the par 5, 8th to help him, made another putt on 9 over and over again. So it looked for a while like, hey, that's the Jordan Spieth of 2015 that ran away with it. We'll see. Justin Rose, a former U.S. Open champion, has won a bunch of times worldwide, won an Olympic gold medal. History for him, out-dueling Henrik Stenson last summer in Rio. He played a great round. Same question. What did you like the most about how he got himself into the final group with a chance to win the Masters?
He just did what Justin Rose always does. I mean, he's made more birdies and eagles at the Masters in the last 5 years than any other player in the field this week, and he did exactly what we expected him to do. He hit high, beautiful irons. Now that the wind was down, he could attack the golf course the way very few like Justin Rose could attack it, and he rolled in some timely putts. You know, I think no one's paid attention to Justin Rose. You know, he geared up for the Olympics last year. He's one of the few top players in the world that really wanted to go and win that tournament, and he did. He's the first gold medalist in 100 years at the Olympics in golf, and it's something that who knows what that will mean 20, 30 years down the line. But I think we discount that performance last year because we put so much momentum, or I should say, we put so much stock into those major results. But look at what Justin Rose has just done in 2017 alone. He was second to Justin Thomas at the Sony Open in Hawaii. No one knows that because everyone was paying attention to the guy that shot 59. He's got a couple other top 10 finishes this year against superior performances. I think he's 16th in FedEx Cup points, and only two guys in front of him haven't won a tournament. He's been so good without winning, and when you don't win, no one knows how good you were playing. That's why I thought he was a favorite coming into this week, because he's been so good at Augusta. He would have won a green jacket if not for Jordan Spieth's record-tying performance 2 years ago. He was the one in the final group and actually gave Jordan a little bit of a challenge early in that historic round. So I thought everything was aligned for Justin Rose, and for him to show up today and do what he had to do and put himself in position and finally get the golf course where it was, he knew it was going to take some birdies, and he went out and he made them. And he's just a guy with supreme confidence. You can't sleep on a guy that's been there, done that, is a veteran, you know, knows what it takes to go around that golf course, and he's executing. And what more do you want?
Love it. That's the voice of Will Haskett, PGA Tour Radio. You read Will as well here as part of Golf Newsnet. You can also read him on FanRagSports.com. He'll be banging out a recap of this third round for FanRag Sports as well. He's a busy guy amongst fatherly duties on a Saturday night and watching all this golf unfold and the aftermath. I've got about 90 seconds here. Sergio Garcia. I don't really have any confidence that he's going to be the one to win. Tell me how wrong I am, or do you agree with me? He always finds a way to come up short, hit the wrong shot, not make putts. Something goes wrong. Is tomorrow different, or is tomorrow 74 for 74? He doesn't win a major, Sergio.
You know, I hope it doesn't come down to he does something to cost himself a tournament. I don't think he's going to win, because I think somebody else is just going to go and win it. And I know that's hard to say because he enters the lead, but if he goes and shoots 70 and Justin Rose shoots 69, we're not going to say Sergio lost the tournament in hindsight. Now, if he shoots 75 in that position, then I think the demons will chase him to another major. This isn't a great golf course for Sergio. You know, he drives the ball so well, but his putter's always a little bit finicky. Those greens can get away from him sometimes. Sure. Now, I thought he was going to win a major this year. I just didn't think the Masters was going to be that tournament. So I don't think he's going to win tomorrow, because I think someone's going to play a spectacular round of golf and win the golf tournament. It's not going to be given to whoever the final champion is. I just hope that Sergio doesn't have a Sergio moment where we look back and say, oh, remember when Sergio did this at the 2017 Masters? I don't think he'll win. I just hope that he's, you know, gracious in second or third to what whoever the true champion turns out to be.
About 30 seconds. Okay, I'll tee this one up. If it's not Rose, who we've talked about, Spieth, who we've talked about, and now Sergio, is it Fowler? Is it Hoffman? Is it Ryan Moore? Is it someone else? Give me a name real quick.
The champion comes out of the final two pairings. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't see all four of them, you know, not putting the other around and not being able to cover whoever comes from the back. Ricky Fowler's hitting it better than almost anybody in the world right now, and he's making everything that he looks at this week. He hit some squirrely ones on Saturday, but again, if the other three in those final two duos don't do something, then Ricky has to be. The winner comes out of those final four.
How about that? Prediction from Will Haskett. Great job, my friend. We'll be reading you not only on Golf News Net, FanRagSports.com, and I always love hearing you on PGA Tour Radio, and whenever you'll stop by with me, like here on this third round recap of the Masters on GNN Live. Thank you, Will. There goes Will Haskett. Great job by Will to give us some analysis. It is GNN Live after the third round of the Masters. Our coverage presented tonight by Popticals, pop-out sunglasses. They're our presenting sponsor. Time to find out more about them and a great giveaway exclusive here to GolfNewsNet.com in this GNN Live program. Let's find out some more coming up. And it is time to tell you more about our presenting sponsor. That is Popticals and our friends with pop-out sunglasses at Popticals. They say pack small, live big at Popticals. And Preston Porter is here, who is the social media and PR manager for Popticals. Great to have you. It's an exciting time for golf fans as we've got the Masters going on this weekend. How are you? And are you as enthused as we all are watching the golf unfold right now at Augusta with the Masters?
Absolutely, TJ. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me. I mean, this is the Masters. It's the first major event of the year. Everybody on planet Earth knows about it. Everybody's watching it. And we really love all the coverage and everything you're doing over at GolfNewsNet.com surrounding the Masters.
Well, we are excited to be partnered up with it. And we're going to talk in a second about a contest that you have to give away. But if they are golfers and they are listening to us, Popticals has a line of golf pop-out sunglasses that they're going to want to know more about, including the Nidef golf sunglasses that are going to enhance their game. Let's talk a little bit about your product and why, if they are a golfer, they're going to be so interested in this. Tell me more here, Preston.
Sure. So Popticals, let's go over what pop-out sunglasses are. That's usually the first question we get. So typically, when you have sunglasses, they get scratched, they get damaged, because there's no place to put wraparound sunglasses when you're not using them. People keep them on their head, tuck them in their shirt, cup holder, everywhere. They get scratched and damaged. What we have developed is a patented system that has a rail system built right into the frame that allows the curved geometry of a wraparound design to fold into itself, slide together, come back down to a really small size, hence pack small, live big, and that goes in a little hard shell case you can put in your pocket, clip onto your belt, clip right onto your golf bag, and all of a sudden the big clunky glasses that you need and don't need are right there with you.
How about that?
So that's the pop out sunglasses part. And getting back to what you said, we've just partnered with Carl Zeiss Vision, who is a giant in the world of optics. They make scopes, camera lenses. The first pictures on the moon were taken with Zeiss lenses. So excellent company. We were lucky enough to partner with them to do a Nidef golf lens. So Nidef is actually made out of nylon as opposed to polycarbonate. And what that does is, first, when you pick them up, they're about 16 to 20% lighter than polycarbonate lenses. So super comfortable on your face, light as a feather. But the game changer of having nylon instead of polycarbonate is they're significantly clearer than polycarbonate. They really have, you'll be able to see every single detail of every single part of the course. And what separates them from our regular Nidef lenses is, again, working with Carl Zeiss Vision, we developed a purple and a violet tint. And basically that desaturates green as you're looking at the course. Because when your eye is looking at any part of a golf course, your eye is basically overloaded with green light, and you have some trouble differentiating between the different, you know, curves, undulations, all that kind of stuff. So what the tint of the Nidef golf lenses do is actually desaturates the color and enhances the contrast. So it really ups your game in being able to see all different parts of the course and any details that you otherwise might miss with another pair of sunglasses.
Well said on that. Of course, I was thinking to myself, and for a lot of other people, we often hope that we see a lot of the green of the fairway and the green. A lot of times, though, we're in the sand, Preston, that's a different color, or we're in the woods, or we're in the water. I want to be seeing more of the green, the fairway and the green, and have popticals and the Nidef golf technology helping us out. So this is the neat part of what we're doing on golfnewsnet.com. The fans that are listening to us have a chance to not just get a discount here, they have a chance to win a free pair of one of these simply by clicking on the banner ad that is on the site on golfnewsnet.com. They can click through and find out how to win. It's not going to take very long for them to register. There is no obligation other than just entering with their name and their email address. And somebody's going to win an awesome pair of Nidef golf popticals just by listening to us and seeing the ads on golfnewsnet.com. Did I get all that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, it's a huge value. I mean, these are a great pair of premium sunglasses that blow a lot of other sunglasses right out of the water. If I didn't have a pair myself, I'd be kind of jealous.
I love that. I'm looking over here. The suggested retail is between, depending on which brand, $169, $189 pair of popticals that are fantastic. You're going to get a chance to win them for free. So again, find that ad, the digital ad for popticals, on golfnewsnet.com. And of course, if they're hearing us and they're interested, obviously, in purchasing this either through your site, through retail, we encourage them to go to popticals.com to find more about the variety of styles and lenses and where they're offered and how they can find out more. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can go over to popticals.com, browse some of our styles. The Nidef golf lenses come in 5 different styles, so kind of get the style that fits your face shape. Learn a little bit more about the lens technology and what makes Nidef golf lenses so special.
Love that. Again, Preston Porter has been with us. He is the social media PR manager for Popticals. You know, Sunday night, somebody's going to put on a green jacket at Augusta as the champion at the Masters. You want them seeing, though, all different types of shades and hues better on the golf course with Popticals, am I right? And they've got a chance to win one for free just by listening to us. This is fantastic.
That's right. Go over to golfnewsnet.com, look for the Popticals ad, click on it, and enter to win, because somebody's going to win the Masters, but somebody's going to win these Popticals too.
That's well said, sir. Enjoy the golf this weekend, and we are thrilled to have Popticals as a presenting sponsor as part of Golf News Net's coverage right now of everything going on in golf, including the Masters this weekend. Preston, great job. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on.
We are back in. It is GNN Live. TJ Reeves with you, and our coverage presented by our friends at Popticals, Pop Out Sunglasses. As they like to say, pack small, live big. Find out more about the exclusive giveaway by going to golfnewsnet.com and looking at their special ad, their special free giveaway offer, no obligation, to try to win a pair of Popticals, which are great golf-themed pop-out sunglasses for the course. Find out about that. And without further delay, let's welcome in the man that is the owner, the operator, the lead writer of Golf News Net. Love the insight of Ryan Ballingy. So 3 rounds in the books, sir. We see both Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth vault into contention. It will be Rose and Garcia, Sergio Garcia, in the final group at 6-under, trying to win the green jacket. So first off, welcome. What are your thoughts after 3 rounds now as some things have been shuffled around a little bit?
All kind of worked out pretty well. We got a pretty great little leaderboard for ourselves. Every possible storyline you could imagine, short of Dustin Johnson winning and cementing himself as a generational player, and short of Jason Day winning in spite of what's happened with his mother's lung cancer. But beyond that, we've got every other potential really cool story that could work out here on Sunday. And it starts with Sergio Garcia potentially becoming a major champion for the first time. They're doing it on the 60th birthday of Sebi Ballesteros, which is pretty incredible to think about.
How about that, Arnaud? So I've taken the negative viewpoint before you've come on with Will Haskett and said, I don't believe that it will happen. For whatever reason, his own demons, his own swing, the golf gods, problems putting, he always seems to find a way to come up short. Maybe you're now going to take the opposite viewpoint, that in his 74th major, this will be the time for Sergio. What do you think about that real quick, Ryan?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, and I actually believe that him making the par putt 118 to lock up a spot in the final pairing will give him an even better chance of succeeding tomorrow, because he has a pairing instead of with Jordan Spieth, he has the pairing with Justin Rose, who's someone he knows well, he gets along with, he's played with in the Ryder Cup, they're good friends, they share endorsement contracts with TaylorMade and Adidas. So that's way more comfortable for him to try to get through that first major win with Justin Rose alongside. And Justin Rose doesn't tend to falter in majors, so they're likely going to be there pushing each other, as opposed to Jordan Spieth, who is notorious for frustrating his playing partners in a highly competitive situation where he grinds and grinds and grinds away, and he's still beating you, and doesn't look like he's playing that great. And that didn't happen today. He played great all the way through, but that would have been more frustrating for Sergio, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and again, they have previous experience together in the Ryder Cup. Great comfort being fellow Europeans. Rose has obviously climbed the mountain for a U.S. Open win, as we documented earlier. Olympic championship last summer, that shouldn't just be laughed away, winning the gold medal. This is the biggest moment, obviously, for Garcia to have that opportunity over the 18 holes, and he will be comfortable with Rose. We'll see what happens. Hey, back to Spieth. I asked Will Haskett this earlier. Ryan Ballingy, I want it from you. What impressed you the most about the way that he got back into this thing, and now after being 10 shots down after 18 holes, is right there on the doorstep to win the Masters again?
I think that he never played himself out of it. He always kind of stays within his element. The one thing that amazes me the most about Jordan Spieth really isn't any of his talents. I mean, he's an incredible putter. He's got a really good short game. It is his attitude and game management that is superior to other players in the sport right now, regardless of their innate talents. Rory McIlroy would have 8 majors by now if he could just manage his game. Dustin Johnson would have 5 majors by now if he could manage his game and not get a little bad luck along the way. But Jordan Spieth is making the most of not being a bomber. He's just a really good putter and a pretty solid ball striker. And the most important thing that he does is he doesn't, with the weird exception of the 9 on Thursday, take him out of golf tournaments with poor play. He doesn't make a lot of bad decisions. And when he gets in a tough spot, he leaves himself the best possible opportunity to save par or make something of that hole. And he does that more often than any other player. And like I said earlier, that's frustrating when you're playing alongside of him. And it's equally frustrating if you're someone who's not playing alongside of him, trying to close down the stretch, knowing he's not going anywhere. It's you that could go somewhere, but he's going to be right there with you.
Ricky Fowler will be in that second-to-last group with Jordan Spieth. He played well. Give me 30 seconds on Fowler real quick, what he did well Saturday, and can it continue Sunday?
Fowler has not made the big error. That's the one thing that he always does, almost on a round-by-round basis, but typically in a major tournament, he has one really bad round, one really bad hole. Last year, he started with 80, pretty much assuring he wasn't going to get to the weekend. He avoided those mistakes. He has avoided them so far. He can't play conservative golf. He has to go get the lead. The weather's going to be too good tomorrow to just kind of hold pat on even par for his round tomorrow. So he needs to be able to go after that. I think that that's going to be the struggle for him tomorrow. Is there going to come a point on the second 9 where he's got to put it down and, against his better judgment, will do something wrong? And if he can figure out how to maneuver around the way that he plays and score well enough, I think being alongside Jordan Spieth helps Ricky Fowler more than having Ricky Fowler there helps Jordan Spieth.
We're in our final minute on GNN Live, aftermath of round 3 of the Masters. It is Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia at 6-under, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler right behind at 5-under. Same question that I posed to Will Haskett earlier. Give me a quick answer. If it's not Rose, Garcia, and Spieth, and maybe now we'll throw in Fowler, is there another name? Can Charlie Hoffman rise up, who's been a story the first 3 rounds? Is it somebody else, or is it somebody out of those last 2 groups? Real quick.
I mean, I would think it's the last 2 groups, just given the way that they play, but I think my sleeper tomorrow is Ryan Moore. He really believes he can win this golf tournament, and he's believed it for a while. He's playing very well. All he has to do is just quietly shoot 69 and just wait, and that might work out for him.
It may very well. Again, Ryan Ballagy does a great job with Golf News Net. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you also to Will Haskett. Thank you also to Preston Porter of Popticals. They're our presenting sponsor. Check them out. Their ad on Golf News Net right now with a way to win a pair of Popticals for free. Check out that ad on Golf News Net. We'll be back after the final round. Whatever happens, Sunday night we will be here for Golf News Net Live, GNN Live. For Ryan Ballagy, Will Haskett and Company, I'm TJ Reeves. Thanks for being with us on GNN Live. Bye.